My next guest joins us to talk about an upcoming strategic leadership series where he will be presenting. President of Richard Evans, I'm going to have you pronounce your organization because it could be a play on words. Who are you?
Well, thank you. Yes, I'm Richard Evans, and I'm the president and co-founder of the company we call EMC Arts, and we're a not-for-profit organization based in Central Harlem in New York City, but working all over the country. And our title is a kind of play on words, if you like. I'm the E, and my great colleague John McCann was the MC, and we came together to form this nonprofit about a dozen years ago. But if you really want me to be pretentious for a moment, I'd say that our work is about the relationship between the energy or momentum in organizations and their critical mass or scale, and how do we relate these two things so they can be as adaptive as possible to meet the challenges that we all face today.
Well, again, your presence, your leadership will be our keynote, as we say. Johnson Center hosting you, Richard Evans, as a second speaker in the Strategic Leadership Series. I'll be able to give all the information. It is Wednesday, March 9th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Graham, and this is presented in partnership with the Grand Rapids Art Museum. So mark your calendars. Richard, let's talk a little bit more about placemaking and social innovation with art-based institutions. What does this mean?
Well, you know, I think for a long time, the arts field in the United States has tended to exist in parallel with, but rather separate from, the large social challenges that our communities face. And as a result, I think it's got a bit of a reputation for being a bit elitist and a bit only for the wealthy in a way. Now, this is not the way that art actually is, and we know that the arts and creativity are thriving in our communities. So what I think social innovation that involves the arts is about is reintegrating the arts into these larger civic challenges and opportunities, whether that's about parks and recreation, whether it's about housing, transportation, dealing with inmates in prisons, dealing with hospitals, all these different areas where we're looking to find new solutions to help our communities thrive are ones that we believe and we find can really benefit from having artists and creative thinking at the table, both in terms of how we devise those solutions and then how they're carried out. Art can play, I think, a central role in really ensuring that there's a human dimension to the kinds of solutions we find to these big challenges.
Again, Richard Evans with us, President of EMC Arts. So playmaking is a multifaceted approach to the planning, design, and management of public spaces. Capitalizing what? On a local community's assets? This is important?
I believe it is. We all too often have a sort of deficit mentality when we think about how to improve our neighborhoods and our communities. We have tremendous assets in every neighborhood. And I think the idea behind creative placemaking is to really make use and understand those assets so that the decisions that get made and the activities that move forward are really selected by and designed by local residents, not in a kind of top-down planning-based approach, which has been typical in the past, but is really driven by participants and residents and local businesses in a way that empowers them to be participants in that work. And the same with artists. We all know that when artists move into a neighborhood, they help gentrify it, but at the same time, that can cause a lot of displacement. So how do we have artists be involved in community revitalization and doing work in our neighborhoods in ways that still keep the property prices at a level that people can afford? How can we have more artists live workspace, have artists work with businesses to animate their work through the creativity that we know people love to engage in? So we see artists in that way as problem solvers, and as people who can help build trust and relationships and increase the vitality of our neighborhoods going forward.
Richard Evans, how will that latter afternoon work on Wednesday, March 9th, as you present from 4 to 6? What will we witness from your presentation?
Well, what I hope to do is to fill in the background of rapid change that I think is happening in the arts field, in the nonprofit sector, and indeed in our communities. Sometimes we think of this as a time, like we see in the presidential race right now, of a good deal of division, fragmentation, and people being very partisan. But actually, there is a counter movement going on across the country of people coming together, people wanting to be more involved in art, in creativity, and in the way their neighborhoods and communities develop. So I'll be outlining some of the things we've seen and some of the methodologies and approaches that we've developed at EMC Arts to help support artists, arts organizations, nonprofit organizations, and communities to come together and think differently and have the courage and the stamina not to just sort of rely on traditional approaches, but think differently and get involved in what we call adaptive work, the work that's not about just improving the way we do things, but looking for breakthrough new strategies that will bring people together in radical ways that can cause an enormous kind of leverage, a lot of bang for the buck, in terms of how we all together engage in revitalizing our community. So I'll give examples. I'll outline some ways that we find it useful to work together. And in a way, I'll challenge the community to find ways to work together that are innovative and new in order to create real public value in our communities.
Nice. Richard, I'll give all the details of how to get tickets for this event on the 9th. Can you share how to find out more information about EMC Arts?
Yes, of course. We have a couple of websites that have a lot of information. One is quite simply emcarts.org, but that's really about our company and our nonprofit. More interesting, I think, for your listeners would be our other site, Arts Forward, which is spelled artsfwd.org, because on that site you can gain contact with leaders across the arts and nonprofit field who are doing remarkable work in innovating in our communities. Lots of videos, lots of stories, toolkits, and material you can really engage with to get a sense of the wonderful work that leaders are doing around the country. That would probably be the best site to go to. That's Arts Forward, artsfwd.org.
Thank you, Richard. Travel safely to West Michigan come the 9th of March. Take care.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you all then.
President, founder, EMC Arts, Richard Evans, coming to Graham on behalf of the Johnson Center for Philanthropy, the second speaker in the Strategic Leadership Series, again Wednesday, March 9th from 6 to 9. Tickets available at johnsoncenter.org.